There'll be some fine opportunities for skiing in the Rockies this weekend in Park City, Utah. Trails are reportedly clear. The lifts are scheduled to be open from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. local time. At Sundance, you can get a head start, apparently. The lifts are open there from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. But if you'd rather go to the movies, the Sundance Film Festival is winding up. Our own Ski Bunny joins us from the studios of member station KPCW in Park City. A s'more, please, for our friend, our entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell. What can moviegoers see over the next year that you've already seen at Sundance?
Well, one of the movies they will probably be able to see in the very near future is a pretty interesting little sort of comedy, an ambitious comedy starring an actor we've talked about here several times before, an African-American actor named Terrence Howard. The movie is called Hustle and Flow, and the story is probably stereotypical, or as we say here at the Sundance Film Festival, archetypal, about a pimp who's trying to leave the life and become a hip-hop star. But I think what the movie actually becomes is a metaphor for Terrence Howard's career, because he's been trapped in a lot of movies I'm sure he didn't want to do. Imagine being second lead to, you know, Colin Farrell in Heart's War. He's being talked about as a new hot thing, and you're Terrence Howard. You've been working very seriously for 10 years at your craft, and it's an amazing performance. The fervor, the ambition, the heat, the hunger sort of comes through in a way that really informs the character and ends up being a much bigger picture than I think people might be led to believe.
A breakthrough performance?
Absolutely. Well, he's actually gave a breakthrough performance in a movie that I think none of the people saw about 6 years ago, a movie called The Best Man, which he had a small part, but a crucial one. And this time he gets to sort of dominate and show a talent he's had to kind of hide and, I guess, pimp to make a little bit of money to live. And he'll get a chance to do something that shows he's got a lot of heart and a lot of real talent.
Tell us about a movie called Brick. Now, this stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt, probably most familiar to many viewers from Third Rock from the Sun.
If they know him from anything else, they've been to the Sundance Film Festival, because that's about the only place you can see him outside of Third Rock from the Sun. It's a really interesting movie that I've described as Say Anything, written by Dashiell Hammett. It's a film noir set at a high school, and it's been, I think, kind of derided as being called Bugsy Malone. But it's not, because it's about the sexual complications that come up in high school, too. It's a really fascinating movie. It's incredibly smartly realized, beautifully written and directed, a great score, incredibly well put together, and a really cool performance by Joseph Gordon-Levitt, who, as an actor, has a fairly transparent forehead. You can read his feelings. You can tell what he's going through when his forehead's visible, so he combs his hair down over his head.
Any documentaries you'd like to recommend?
There's a great documentary called Rise, directed by the fashion style photographer David LaChapelle, about inner city kids in South Central LA who turn away from violence and turn towards dance and have these astonishing dance competitions that essentially worked as a kind of a de facto cultural underground. You have to really know where to go to find these places out. And LaChapelle, who found a lot of these kids when he used them in music videos, decided to spend time with them and investigate their lives. He made a short last year called Crump, which is about the dance style they use, and expanded that into a feature. And it's just compelling, and probably one of the movies that's the talk of the festival.
Weekend Edition entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell, who also hosts The Treatment on KCRW, speaking with us from Park City, Utah. Elvis, take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.